Welcome to SDI Encounters, a podcast from Spiritual Directors International. I'm Matt Whitney. Thank you so much for listening. I offer a heartfelt welcome to new listeners and a welcome back to existing subscribers. If you like this show, please do click on the subscribe button. Here we offer a wide range of perspectives, stories, and conversations centered around community, spiritual companionship, and spiritual care. You'll find additional information, including videos, webinars, and digital publications at our website, sdiworld.org. Bruce Calvin is a spiritual director who trained at Mercy Center in Burlingame, California. He's currently working on building supportive communities and opportunities for networking between spiritual companions at the local level, including starting a new gathering in his own community in Northern Virginia. He served on the SDI Coordinating Council from 2013 to 2019, which included a transition period between executive directors. I talked to Bruce at our post-SDI conference retreat back in March about how he came to SDI and his experience within the organization. Bruce gave us an intimate look into how the council and SDI continues to transition into being a broadly diverse community of spiritual companions.
Bruce, how long have you been a part of Spiritual Directors International?
I think I joined Spiritual Directors International in right around 2000, 2001. It's an interesting piece because as I've been thinking back, I knew about spiritual direction because a friend of mine when I was in seminary was actually doing training as a spiritual direction at the same time she's at seminary. But at that point, the programs are like, well, you have to hit a certain age. You have to be whatever it was, 30 or 40 years old before you can do this. So it was sort of not an option. And my life went other directions. And I was working actually with a therapist. I've been working with my therapist for probably 3 or 4 years at that point. And I thought, you know, there's something missing here. Very good therapist. We dealt with a lot of issues I was dealing with in my church and my relationships and stuff in terms of my faith. But I wanted something different. I wanted a different kind of conversation. So my therapist actually referred me to a person who is a spiritual director, and I started meeting with her, and it was good. It was different. It was a different kind of thing that we were talking about. And it was a good relationship in addition to the therapy. You know, we were doing different stuff. And I've been actually in spiritual direction for about 3 years. And one time I sat down with my spiritual director and I said, you know, I have a seminary degree. I've done all kinds of stuff. I could do this. I could be a spiritual director. And she's like, she sort of laughed and she said, why didn't I think of that? I should have figured that one out. It's like, okay, you know. And so I explored some different things and looked and applied to a program and started doing training. A year later, I actually did my training. I did my training at the Mercy Center in Burlingame, California. And they had a summer internship, an intensive 1-month-long internship, which fit for my life. I had a professional life. I could saved up a lot of vacation. I saved up my money and took a chunk of time off and did the training. And that's when I first attended an SDI conference. And it was a conference that, it was the Chicago conference, for anyone who knows what that means. But it was an event where I got there and I felt like I belonged, like I had never belonged anywhere before. Mm-hmm. The energy in the room, the people I was talking to, the kinds of things that were going on, just sitting down at the table and talking to people, I thought, I found my place. I found what it is. And, you know, for a number of years, a attended the conference every 2 or 3 years, you know, when I can get away, when I could afford to do it. And then it came to the local area, to where I live in Washington, D.C., and they had a men's institute. And meeting with the men in the men's institute was good because you felt safe in a different way. You know, it sounds odd, but it was a place where men can be more vulnerable with other men without triggering stuff. And I was involved with the Men's Institute for quite a long time. And after a while, then I finally submitted my name, nominated for the Coordinating Council 1 year. And interestingly, the year I did it, I got a, I forget whether it was probably an email back saying thanks, but no thanks. You know, there are, you know, other people we have chosen me on coordinating council, and I was disappointed and I was sad about that. But then a few months later, I got an email from one of the members of the coordinating council, actually Sally Taylor, who said, well, they were, had thought about someone else, but that person couldn't do it. And so she wanted to talk to me. And so we set up a time to talk. In between my not getting on the coordinating council and this phone call, my corporate job had been eliminated. So I was without work. I was pretty freaked out about what am I going to do? What am I going to do for incoming? How can I get another job? What am I going to find? And so we were talking on the phone, and Sally said to me, I was telling her this. I said, you know, I said, Sally, this is a really hard time. This is a really dark time for me. I'm feeling pretty lost here. And Sally, with her Buddhist perspective, said, what a gift you have. It's like, okay. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, right.
Thanks a lot, Sally. But she was right. It was a time for me to sit back, refocus, look at where I was, look at where I wanted to go. And soon after the phone call, found out that they wanted me to join the coordinating council. So I may not have a job, but I was at least on the coordinating council for SDI. In my transition, I started doing training as a hospice chaplain, working with a hospice organization in Washington, D.C. area, and doing clinical pastoral education, which is a very intensive action reflection process where you do things, and then you bring in a verbatim, or you talk about it with a supervisor, and you look at what happened and how it's very similar to what happens in a lot of training programs, in the fact that you're trying to reflect on what you've done, learn more about it, look at what's inside of you that's getting in the way, what's causing problems, and trying to work through some of that. But with the CPE, it's I think much more intensive than a lot of even supervision happens in spiritual direction. So I went on the council, and the first year I was on the council was, it was like, I felt like I walked into the middle of a hurricane. It's like, what is going on here? There's just so much trying to figure out what, you know, who are these other people here, getting to know each other, what is the work that we're trying to do, and just sort of getting your feet under yourself. Coordinating Council, you know, SDI has so many pieces that are going on, and trying to figure out where they all were. And then we started into a process to do a strategic plan, look at where what's happening for our members, where is the organization going. And the next year, when the Coordinating Council has two times a year that actually meets in person, there's one time which is usually in September, October period, which is a planning retreat where it's 2 or 3 days. At that point, it was just like 2 or 3 days. And it's a pretty intensive covering a lot of stuff, looking at budget stuff, looking at what's happening with programs and whatever, basically helping the executive director figure out some stuff, get some feedback. Well, the second year that we were supposed to have the Coordinating Council meeting, I had become treasurer, and the executive director had to, at the last minute, pull out of the meeting. Liz Ellman's, I think it was her mother, was dying. So she couldn't come to the meeting. We had a person there who was going to facilitate it, so she came and she facilitated the group.
Support for this podcast comes from Spiritual Companionship for Our Times, SDI's annual gathering of spiritual companions happening in Santa Fe, New Mexico, April 23rd through 26th, 2020. Registrations are now open with super early bird pricing available through September 15th. We'll be celebrating SDI's 30th anniversary and charting the road ahead as we seek to welcome more and more people to the transformational gifts of spiritual companionship and to make this healing modality available to every person on the planet. Learn more now about our annual conference at www.sdievents.org. And now here's part two of our conversation.
You think back into, okay, where were we, and who is in the room?
We've done enough of those now.
Yeah,
we start to blend.
The next year, we had the meeting, and in the year that Liz was gone, I had stepped up as treasurer, and we had done an audit, and so we were getting a report from the auditor, and we were doing all kinds of stuff. So I was really active in it. And there's been a lot of shift. There's been a lot of change. Positive, you know, the Coordinating Council in the process of looking at executive director was trying to look forward and say, where are we going? We had some very skilled people if they had been all that we had, we would have said, this is fine. But we saw something in Seifu that was, he brought together, just in terms of his own life, an international, a interfaith, intercultural, you know, with his, you know, his father from India and his mother from Spain, and you know, being raised in Roman Catholic schools and living in Europe and, you know, all over, and knowing different languages, there was just these pieces that we had always said we were international, we were interfaith, but here was this person that in many ways embodied what we were. And was in the same kind of seeking process in terms of how do we, SDI, reach out to people? How do we, as spiritual directors, accompany those who need a person who will listen, a person who can be there with them? How can we support this community? You know, as I said, at the beginning, you know, when I arrived there, I felt like I had arrived home. How do we make sure we keep this, not keep, grow this sense of being home, of being together? Where do we need to go with this? You know, the international part of Spiritual Directors International has been much more aspirational. how do we make it really international?
Yeah.
How do we not just be a US, Canada with a chunk of Australia, which is where our, most of our membership is? How do we shift that? How do we open that up? We've always tried, the Coordinating Council is constantly paying attention to having the mix of people, not to represent groups, but to make sure that someone is there that can voice it. We have had a Buddhist on the council, before I got on, so probably 9 or 10 years at least. We've had a Jewish person on the council for probably about the same amount of time, maybe longer, because they have a distinctive perspective and we need to be aware of that. SDI was heavily Christian when it started, and it's still, percentage-wise, there's a lot of Christians, but it's moving out, it's opening up. How do we continue that kind of thing? How do we have a diversity of people culturally, racially? So it's this process of discerning, what are the skills that we need? What are the perspectives we need? What are the things that are calling now for someone who can help the council speak to them, address them?
Well, it's remarkable to hear the whole breadth of your time, your story, coming in, having just been, laid off from a job, craving that community. I just hear community, like the craving of community over and over again, right? Early on, being in the Men's Institute, wanting that particular community, and then serving on council, which is another kind of community.
It is.
You go in as leaders and to shape the vision and deal with the thankless mundane of, making sure the nonprofit is running and not running out of money or whatever.
Right.
But you're also a community, you're checking in once a month, you're getting together twice a year. I can just tell, I've witnessed it. Like, you are a tight-knit, intimate community. Like, you love one another. It's apparent and evident. And then forming these local communities too, and just seeing that, like you said, it can be a lonely vocation. It can be certainly a draining vocation. It's hard work to be a deep listener to people, especially if you're like a hospice chaplain or you're working with people at end of life. You need companions. Just to know that other people are out there, doing that work too is I don't want to say empowering, but it helps, I would think.
Well, there is a kind of listening. I mean, spiritual direction, a lot of what you are, any kind of training program is making you pay attention to how you are listening, how you are being with people. And it's interesting that when I'm with other spiritual directors, I'm aware of the fact that they are listening differently than most people I'm with on a daily thing. If I go to my church, there are a lot of people that I can see there, they think they're listening, but I can also tell if their mind is checking off their grocery list, or they're seeing someone across the room, or their mind really isn't on what I'm saying. And with spiritual directors, that feels very different. There's a whole different quality to that. There's a alertness and listening for another level of a conversation that just feels very different. The council has been very, very rich for me. I mean, we've learned, and we got an interesting reflection when we were doing the search process from our consultant, who at one point said to us, it's very important. We are very relational. The Coordinating Council is, yes, a board of directors, but what's different about it is we don't just do business. It's knowing each other, getting deep with each other. You know, we do a monthly phone call, and the first part of the phone call is always a check-in, where people say, this is what's going on. Because we need that part of who we are. That's part of what spiritual directors need for each other. That's what we need in the community. And it's been interesting because, as I've been anticipating finishing up my time at the council, I was sort of going, so what am I doing? Where am I going? I've been putting all this time into this, and it's been rich, but I need to let go. Someone else is going to be stepping in. You know, I can't hang on to this. And so I've decided I really wanted to try to see if I get a local group started, get something happening in the area. I knew that we had a lot of spiritual directors. I'm from Washington, D.C. area, and I knew between Virginia and Maryland and Washington, D.C., and even maybe even further out, we had people who were near. And I got talking with a woman I had met, who's a United Methodist minister, who is a member of SDI, and said, what do you think? You know, would you want to help me with this? And she's like, yeah, I'd like to do that. So we found a place that would offer us rent-free space, at least for now. We'll see if we have to pay for it later on. But, you know, for now, they're said, you know, it's okay. And we worked with the SDI staff, in this case with Stephen, to say, Stephen, we need you to send out an email to everyone who's in the area. Mm-hmm. And so we drafted up the email and sent it to him, and he sent it out, and then he basically collected the names for us so that he was compiling the list, and then we also, Kim and I, who were doing this work together, took that email and sent it out to other people that we knew. We went really broad. We didn't do just spiritual directors. You know, I know because of my CPE and chaplaincy stuff, I know a lot of chaplains. So I sent it out to chaplains and other people that we knew. And just a couple of weeks ago, we had our first meeting. And even though we had what they call in our area, the wintry mix of snow, rain, sleet, we had 24 people show up. It wasn't the 40 that thought they were going to come. It's not the 50 that we have on the list, but people were going to be there, and people drove a couple hours to be there. And we spent time that first time just, one, starting to get to know each other. Some people did, but most of us didn't know other people. And then talking about what do we want. And, you know, what people are saying they want is they want a sense of community. You know, what I got from the national conference, they're wanting locally. Everyone can't afford to travel to a conference. It's expensive. You know, community was right up there. And, you know, and people want something where they can keep learning, keep getting skills or growing. So, you know, we are now working on a second gathering. You know, people have said they want to get together, you know, 6 times a year, maybe 8 times a year. People drove 2 hours from significant differences to get there. Mm-hmm. And so where it's going to go, I'm not sure. People had lots of things they were dreaming about, to which someone said, very nicely, keep it simple. Which is like, that's where I am. I don't need to make this any more complicated than I need to, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a nice, it for me, that's the next step, is trying to get something happening locally so that we can keep this movement going. A place, you know, spiritual direction, you can get pretty isolated because you're just meeting with people one-on-one. There's not, there's not a connection with other people. So, and seeing the diversity of who's out there and what people are doing and the kinds of things people are doing, it's a good place. So, I'll see where that goes. See what happens on that.
Yeah.
So grateful to Bruce for sharing, and we are grateful to him for his leadership and service to SDI, as well as his continuing passion and heart for building community amongst spiritual companions. Bruce is facilitating an institute at our 2020 conference on developing local communities of spiritual companions. Check out our events website, sdievents.org, for more information. And let us know if you are interested in our local SDI communities. This is Matt Whitney with Spiritual Directors International. Thanks again for listening. Your time and your presence here are deeply appreciated. If you liked this show and would like us to continue making them, please do subscribe now while it's fresh on your mind. Also, we would love to hear from you, so please feel free to send in your comments and suggestions to the email address podcast@sdiworld.org. To learn more about spiritual companionship and ways that you can plug in and join our community, visit us at our website at www.sdiworld.org. Thank you. Blessings and peace on your day, and may you share blessings and peace to others.